25 Jahre, 25 Stunden live. Das FRS feiert nonstop Geburtstag.
Das Freie Radio Salzkammergut wird 25. Puja. Make some noise for the radio.
Yeah, welcoming you back after a very serious 25 years bad day, so to say. I want to give a very big congratulations to the FRS team for having been so consistent in the community radio for over 25 years. I could remember exactly when I came to this radio around 2005. It's quite a long time. But I know that from the consistency, from the doggedness, from the constant engagement with the community, Free Radio Salzkammergut has come to stay. So I want to really congratulate all those who have made this possible, most especially all the FRS team. I remember somebody like Mario Fried Wagner, my friend. I can still remember in 2005 when I came to the radio. I understand it was formerly Radio Salzkammergut. Radio Salzkammergut, formerly. And the radio program starts and ends at 12 midnight, so to say. But with time, with all the good and hard work that so many people put into play, this radio has stayed for 25 years. And we sincerely hope that we will continue to do our best to serve the community in information dissemination. In any case, we'll have to listen to a song. This is coming from a musician from Malawi, Mozambique, sorry, named Sukuma Stewart. I just hope you're going to like that.
Matikele tanu tafengela naye Nzu nyandiru wa umunu ingetela kutakara Kaini Mukokati tezi ibikile mukapatani matapaye Kitele omungana one utati matoda atora gaombe
itaki na karabita ikwa umanu manyosha itapuza shimovana ikwa umanu manyosha
Tika ulolo wenu
Itakina marabita
Inga mwona kutaka kainu
Ikinaka marabita
Inga tika ulolo wenu
Itakina marabita
Inga ima kutira mata
Itakina mara
Kowani itile ni mamungu Ngoni utabula naye Tasekelela Naini Pangana tikani
ulo ulo ambikuni mumwa ombe ngarerekeni wino sikani aulolo kombe mutatanga wino aitanga nene
years of consistency, 25 years of community engagement, 25 years of informing the populace when we talk about independence. Most of the free radios generally in Austria, in my own imagination, I think is one of the best thing that ever happens to the communities, because it is an opportunity for ordinary people to come to the radio and give a version of whatever they think about. So many people have been putting a lot of hard work to make sure that this radio stays afloat. If you have a child who is 25 years of age, I guess somebody who is 25 years of age should be considered an adult. And once you're an adult, you've got a lot of responsibilities, you know. So do I say that the radio, from all the plans, from all the efforts that all those who are engaging in trying to make these programs, it is something that is well commendable. So when we say congratulations to Free Radio Stars Kamagut, it involves all the program, those who, in their own imagination, continue to give their best to make sure that this radio continues to be one of the best in the region. So we say a big congratulations to everybody. And also we are welcoming so many other people who might also join to contribute their own quota in various aspects of human endeavor, you know. And that is what it's all about. When people come together to give their best in their own little way, and that is what is essential in a community where people come together to do their best.
Kinde love and they can think it did a long or kid kingdom. We pan out and go, kin all up and then
Send to my team, but one did one at ten, when you miss a moon, I went. Mono Lango in the Longo, my team, but one. To do my bongo, or but to bend any car. Maling on a ten a queen, my Latin mulema, but you go on the ten a and don't do. Sele loco nyolo ingo lute ye Deni oma bole ya no Muna mule ma ye sale ninge ya bobe na mapal E dale wende owa sanje obende na badu
Jeba malangwa no one Tonin buleri in Umbaten waso bro Namu manyo manyo wabu Lelo vole ababo nababem Bano sen 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 Bibi na lolo Ba 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 Bisine lobo Bano sen 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 Bibi ne lobo Ba 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 Bisine lobo Bano sen 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 Sen, 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 piscina, lobo, ba, 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 piscina, lobo, pero sen, 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 come on, pego, sen, 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 vale, coco, coco, piquiti, no, nunca, coti, que nado, vale, que go, 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 come on, sina, go, oh, sen, 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 oh, sen, sen, sen. Kintikinelo pa koki kenado Pasikinde go 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 And women sing up bikinde Sen 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 Bikinde lokon everybody sing And men singing pimpa zoom wo 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 Sen sen sen
Badi kinero koko go.
Let me hear Budapest.
Go go go.
Caramba.
Whoa 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 whoa.
Say, say, say.
Everybody sing. Pumba go go.
Say, say, say.
Come on one more time. Kadi kin go 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 go. Kisi kan go 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 go. Ekeke. Bale kenge 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 kon go go. Bati kinde tinkin tindi kende to.
Sen sen sen. Kisi na lo go. Ba 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 ba. Bale kendi kendi. Bago sen sen sen. Sen, sen, sen. Bisinero.
Lante go urbana. Lante go urbana. Lante go urbana. Lante go urbana. Lante go urbana.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Richard Bona from
Man,
Cameroon.
Man, Budapest.
Yeah, just as I mentioned earlier on, the Free Radio Stars Kamagood, my friend Mario is just came in to the studio now, and we really have to talk a little bit about this radio. Mario, can you still remember when we met for the first time?
Sure. I can remember it clearly. I think it was around the year 2004. We met here at the parking space down there.
Yeah.
You were working, I think, that time for the Malerei Ramsauer.
That's right.
And I saw you and I immediately was interested who this guy might be. And then we had a talk and you told me a little bit about your story and about your musical, you know, influences and interests, and was kind of interest to me because I was always looking for people who would bring in the whole world to the radio station, you know. And yeah, within a short period of time, few weeks, we started Hello Africa.
Yeah.
And I also can remember when we made the jingle. The jingle you still use. That was a nice production. And then at the beginning, I helped you at the beginning. But very fast you learned how to use the studio. And then Hello Africa was broadcasted. And now you're celebrating 20 years of Hello Africa, I think.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, Mario, I think, just as I said earlier on, it requires a lot of hard work. When we talk about 25 years of Free Radio SAS Kamagood, it is a history, from my own perspective, it's a history that we cannot write this history without you. Because I know personally, I know what it took. You know, the engagement, the hard work, the effort, you know, trying to get people to come to the radio as people who make programs in the radio. I know when we used to have meetings, Sendus Maka Treffen, who have the Barat Radio and so many other people, you know. And I mean, it was a time that has passed, but it's good to be remembered, you know?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. It's always good to think about the past, to have good plans for the future. And as you said, yes, there were a lot of efforts because at the beginning the radio station was a small radio station with only a few people who broadcasted here. So it was my job to motivate people to come to the radio and do their own programs. And at the beginning it was, I can remember, it was quite hard to motivate people, because the free radio was only starting at the evening at 6 o'clock, and the broadcasts were only in the time between 6 and let's say 12 in, 12. In the evening,
yeah.
The night, and yeah, it was not so, maybe, let's say, what I say, it was not so, you know, I don't know the English word, it was not so interesting for the people, because they thought maybe there are only a few listeners, and why should I invest then so many time preparing my program, my broadcast? And that changed when we started to broadcast the 24 hours of the day in, I think, 2006, and the following years we saw it, because we offered the radio workshops, that more people and more people are coming, and then we easily filled the program during the daytime, and it was then funny, because we had the opportunity then to show how high the potential of free radio is, you know,
yeah.
Because it was, you know, a totally other distinction compared to the normal radio stations,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, for sure.
This was a radio station, people for the people, you know, and power
yeah.
to the people.
Yeah.
It was a strong narrative, you know, and for our listeners, I think it was a good alternative. And so a lot of people started to tune in into the radio, and for us it was a nice thing, because you know, it was the narrative of David winning against Goliath, you know.
Yeah.
and yeah, it's because of the people, you know. The people are running the programs, and when you're able to hear what is going on in the Salzkammergut, in the villages, when you can listen to programs in the special dialect that is spoken here in this region, it's a kind of identity thing then too, and we always try to keep this identity open, you know.
Yeah.
So that it is able for everybody to participate, and more people started to participate, and although it was still a time of efforts, it made a lot of fun, and it was nice to see how it developed.
Then you, as an individual, actually it was a teamwork. You know, all the efforts, it's a teamwork from the people working in the radio, and also those who are producing the programs. It is a teamwork, but at the end of the day, there has to be a captain on the ship, you know. And once there's a captain, the question is, if you look back today, what kind of motivation do you have about this radio, even though you are not so much engaged in the radio as of today now, because of other engagements that you have. But how do you feel looking back when we started this radio, how difficult it was at that point in time, and today we can boast of so many program in the radio, so many people coming here to make their programs, and so many listeners across, even over the internet as well. I'm always surprised when I travel somewhere around Vienna and I'll meet somebody, introduce myself, and he said, yeah, I've been listening to your program, I'm a fan of yours.
Yeah,
it's, I mean,
I can remember I was once in the train from Linz to Attnang-Puchheim, and I had a phone call with somebody from the radio, and then this other person sitting next to me found out that I might be working for the free radio in the Salzkammergut, and then this person said to me, are you really working for the free radio? And I said, yes, I'm part of the team there. And then this person said, please, would you hand over my best wishes to the guy that is running the program, Hello Africa, because I'm always listening to him, and the program is so nice, and I found out I learned so much about Africa and all the different perspectives, you know. Yeah. Because when we normally think about Africa, we're talking about Africa as one country.
As one country. Yeah.
But you know, I don't know how many countries Africa exists. Consists 50,
54
of
54 countries in
Africa.
Yeah,
and they're really different, and also the cultural backgrounds are very different. And also the music styles, and he said, for me now, Africa is not just Africa; it's a continent where a lot of different people are living with different languages, different musical styles, and that was for him, it was enlightening.
Yeah.
So that's what was right now a picture in my mind when I remember. The last 20 years.
Yeah.
And back to your question, I'm an activist, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in how communities develop, you know.
Yeah.
Also if it's okay, I switch over to German.
You can, yeah.
Also mich interessiert, wie Gemeinschaft entsteht. Und was Gemeinschaft braucht, um eine vitale Gemeinschaft zu sein. Und durch dieses Interesse habe ich dann auch irgendwie sehr viel eigentlich über Demokratie gelernt. Über auch die letztendlich Legitimität von Demokratie.
Yeah.
Wer darf denn da mitreden in dieser Demokratie?
Yeah.
Und ich habe gesehen, in unserer Gesellschaft dürfen sehr viele Menschen nicht mitreden, oder sie dürfen zwar mitreden, werden aber kaum gehört. Und als Aktivist sozusagen war es mir ein Anliegen, das ein bisschen zu korrigieren.
Yeah.
Und zu zeigen, dass es da mehr gibt an Perspektive, an Wissen auch. Und so habe ich das Freie Radio immer als sozusagen Wissensdrehscheibe gesehen. Und habe mich engagiert, dass sozusagen dieses Wissen auch zirkulieren kann.
Yeah.
Dass wir voneinander auch lernen können. Und insofern, das war sicherlich etwas, was mich bewegt hat. Aber vor allen Dingen auch, ich bin sozusagen Musiknerd immer gewesen, schon in der Hauptschule, auch zu zeigen, dass es einfach sehr viel gute Musik gibt rund um den Globus. Und insofern waren wir auch in der Musikplanung, in der ganzen sozusagen Zusammenstellung des Archivs wichtig, dass es möglichst viel auch Weltmusik gibt, um sozusagen die Grenzen, die uns die Berge hier auferlegen im Salzkammergut, ein bisschen zu überwinden.
Yeah. Ja.
Ja. Und dann war es natürlich auch eine super, super Aufgabe. Ich meine, es war ein großes Geschenk, letztendlich auch so eine Aufgabe zu bekommen und so eine Gelegenheit zu bekommen, sowas zu entwickeln, weil das natürlich schon etwas ist, was man nicht irgendwie, die Gelegenheit kriegt man nicht jeden Tag. Und es ist eine sehr vielfältige Aufgabe. Weißt du, da geht es auf der einen Seite um die Community, um die Menschen, die da mitmachen, aber es geht dann auch um so Fragen wie Sendetechnik. Wir haben ja die meisten Sendeanlagen von allen freien Radios in Österreich. Und die haben wir alle aufbauen müssen und selber aufgebaut. Und es ist dann auch spannend, irgendwie so ein Tal zu vermessen, frequenztechnisch, und zu schauen, wo kann man denn einen Sender hin tun, wer könnte der Kooperationspartner sein. Wir haben ja Sendeanlagen auf Musikheimen und auf Seilbahnen und so weiter. Also das war schon auch spannend. Ja,
yeah, I know somebody here. Somebody said to me, one of the citizens of this Salzkammergut, he said to me, that radio, this was a long time ago, he said this to me, I'm giving the radio 5 years, they will close. This is what he said to me, you know. Yeah, they are not serious people, because they don't want to do it the way he wanted it, and they will just close. This was, say, 5 years ago, but this is 25 years today, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it is...
Kennst du Asterix and Obelix?
Sorry?
Kennst du Asterix and Obelix? Diese Asterix und Obelix sind zwei letztendlich Comicfiguren.
Ja.
irgendwo in Frankreich,
yeah.
die sozusagen sich gegen die römische Besatzung wehren.
Yeah.
Und so ein gallisches Dorf wie das, wo die gelebt haben und das die Römer nicht einnehmen konnten, so ein gallisches Dorf haben wir versucht auch zu entwickeln. Wir haben ja einen kommerziellen Partner gehabt am Anfang, also hat es ja Live-Radio Salzkammergut gegeben, gesteuert aus Linz.
Yeah.
Und das war sozusagen der übermächtige Partner, weil da ist eine Tageszeitung dahinter gestanden und ein großes Medienhaus und wir haben halt irgendwie das sozusagen den Antrieb gehabt zu zeigen, dass nicht die uns schlucken, also nicht der Big Fish is swallowing the smaller one,
yeah.
sondern dass wir sozusagen wie das gallische Dorf uns behaupten können. Und so ist es dann letztendlich gekommen. Also Live Radio Salzkammergut hat 2005 am Ende des Jahres, glaube ich, den Betrieb eingestellt und wir haben dann das Programm zur Gänze übernehmen können.
Yeah.
Und das war schon eine coole Geschichte, ja, die nicht alltäglich irgendwie passiert und das hat uns natürlich motiviert, immer wieder weiterzumachen
yeah.
und frech zu sein ja, und, und ein bisschen auf die Pauke zu hauen und auch mal sozusagen das anzusprechen, was den Leuten unter den Nägeln brennt. Auch die Politik dahingehend ein bisschen zu hinterfragen, die Ortskaiser, die es bei uns gibt.
Ja.
Wir haben auch aus der Stadtgemeinde Bad Ischl lang überhaupt keine Unterstützung bekommen. Also ich kann mich nicht erinnern, dass wir in über 15 Jahre hinweg einmal eine Subvention oder so gekriegt hätten, eine Förderung. Ja. Das haben wir aber trotzdem auch geschafft zu überleben, ja.
Ja. Ja, are you a rebel?
Ja, heute nicht mehr so, glaube ich.
Why?
Ich glaube, es hängt mit dem Alter zusammen. Aber wie ich so 25 war, das war ungefähr die Zeit, wo ich dann die Geschäftsführung übernommen habe, war ich definitiv ein Rebel, ja. Und ich habe mir, glaube ich, oftmals sozusagen ein bisschen die Finger verbrannt, weil ich halt einfach sehr frech war. Und Sachen gesagt habe, die man eigentlich nicht sagen darf. Auch zu Leuten, die das auch vielleicht gar nicht so gern hören. Ja. Was haben wir denn für Musik am Start, Donald?
This is music coming from the African Horns.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, you just asked about my motivation, isn't it?
Yeah. In the meantime, we were talking about you.
Yeah.
Because you are the one that is running the program Hello Africa, and I would be interested. What was your motivation to do it?
Yeah, actually, you know, as somebody coming from the African continent and living in Europe, in Austria precisely, I mean, most of the information about Africa is always very limited. Most of the information you hear about Africa is always the negativities, you know, all negative informations about Africa. But being somebody who comes from that continent, you know, I stand a better chance to tell the African stories from my own perspective, you know, and I'm also interested in the culture, the people's way of life. Africa is a continent that is rich in cultural heritage, you know, whether it's music, whether it is the people's way of life, and being that the continent has about 54 different countries, these 54 countries have different, there are some cultures that are different, and there are some that are also common. So it is an opportunity for me, my motivation as a producer of the Hello Africa, to tell the stories of the African, the cultures of the African people, bring it closer to those who live around here. So there are a few people who have traveled to Africa. Yeah, of course they are informed, maybe. But if you can remember exactly when I traveled with you to Nigeria, you know, you stayed about 3 weeks, isn't it?
No, five weeks.
Yeah.
We stayed 5 weeks in Lagos.
In Lagos.
One of the biggest cities of the world.
Yeah, and at least you made a lot of experiences, isn't it?
Sure.
Before you traveled.
It's still impressive to me.
Before we traveled, you must have been hearing about Lagos. Maybe Lagos is a place, is only crimes. This is what you hear over the news and newspapers, you know. But if you remember when I took you to the market, you know, we went to the market to buy, you see.
Oshodi,
and I also in Lagos as well. When we went to the market, you see how you were received in the market, you know. How did you feel about that?
First of all, I felt a little bit like an alien because I was everywhere we appeared the only white guy, you know. And people were always shouting and saying, "Hey, Oyo Igbo," which means white man.
White
and
man.
And then when we had a talk, they were very friendly and they were welcoming me to their country, and they were interested in how I see Nigeria, and I met a lot of really gentle and nice persons there, and it was really interesting to me because you talked about the markets, you know, they are full of life.
Yeah.
There's pulsing, you know.
Yeah.
Nigeria is a pulsing country. There are so many, you know, different layers within one moment.
Yeah.
There's so many things to see.
Yeah.
There's so many things that come into your perception.
Yeah.
And that's why it's still impressing to me. From time to time, I'm talking with somebody about this experience I had during the 5 weeks in Lagos, and we experienced a lot, because I can remember you took me to your family. We have been at the graveyard when there was the cemetery of your
My auntie,
yeah. And for me, it was interesting to see how the people are dealing with the fact that somebody is dying, and how they are trying to you know, deal with the challenge of life. And it was interesting because they are totally creative. They are masters in improvisation.
Yeah.
They are masters in repairing things.
Yeah.
You can find everywhere somebody that is repairing this or that tool. So there's not this wasting culture that we have here in Europe. When something is broken, you just throw it away. No, there everything will be repaired and then reused. And it was interesting to see. It's really interesting to see.
Yeah, and also, you know, I'm also interested in the music. And one of my motivation as well is that, you know, this gives me an opportunity to showcase the African music. I mean, you can imagine somebody coming from Mozambique. I remember there was a musician, Dillion Jinji, you know, this is about his, he was about, he started playing music when he was 5 years old, but he couldn't produce a CD throughout his lifetime until when he was almost 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
Because there are a lot of challenges, you know. It's not just as easy as it is here. You can go to the studios, you've got the money to produce your songs and whatever. But this is somebody who started at five. He has been a musician, but got his first CD when he was almost 80 years of age. And what it will be for Dillion to come to Saskamagood and listen to our radio and hear his voice on the radio, I mean, this will be the greatest thing that will ever happen to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So because of this, I mean, that was why it's a motivation for me to continue to showcase the African culture through music, through the people's way of life, you know.
Yeah.
And as well as giving people, other people who love alternative cultures. Because one thing I noticed, the normal radios here is, I don't know if I'm expected to say this, if I listen to some of these normal radios, you know, we don't call the names actually, they play songs, a particular song for like 15 times in a day, you know, and this is so boring, you know, for so many people it is so boring. And when you have a radio where you can turn your radio on and you listen to music of different cultures, whether it is good, whether it is slow, whether it is fast. I mean, this is what life is all about. Life is about choice, you know?
Mm.
And this is what is good about this radio.
Yeah.
And the independence that somebody comes to the studio, even though there are responsibilities that we as producers of these programs must take into cognizance, but at the same time, you come to the studio and present your program the way you want it, and nobody is telling you, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do that, you know.
Mm.
These are the things that are so good about the radio.
Yeah, that's why it's still surprising.
Yeah.
You know, free radio is for curious people.
Yeah.
Für neugierige Leute, die mehr wissen wollen.
Yeah.
Über das Leben und über die Musik und die Kultur. Und weil wir über afrikanische Musik gesprochen haben, ich finde, afrikanische Musik ist, du hast es eh gesagt, Afrika ist ein reicher Platz sozusagen, reicher Kontinent. Und das drückt sich nicht nur aus, indem es dort unglaublich viele verschiedene Sprachen gibt. Allein, glaube ich, wie viele Sprachen gibt es in Nigeria? Unterschiedliche?
Nigeria has over 300 different languages. Not dialect.
Yeah.
When I mean languages, if you live here Badishul, and you travel to say Lanes, it's another language entirely. It's not dialect, but another language. And if you don't learn the language, you will not understand. That was why when Britain came to Nigeria, it was difficult for them to govern the country, you know. People with different cultures, and they smartly said, if we have to stay in this country, Nigeria, we have to make the people speak the English language so that it will enable us to govern them so that they can understand us. And that was how it started, that Nigeria has to speak English as an official language, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but at the same time, the different languages are still there. the local languages. But at the same time, when you don't, if you go to school, one thing is that those languages are dying now, because when I was in school, I never had the opportunity to learn my mother language. I speak my mother language is Igbo, you know, but in the class, Unterricht Sprache is English, you know, not my mother language, so it must be English. And today, personally, I cannot write my mother language. I speak very well. I can speak, but to write, I can't, because I didn't take the time to learn that. Instead, I was learning English. And this is what colonialism bequeathed to Africa and so many other people.
Yeah. Du hast ja Politikwissenschaft studiert,
yeah,
in Portugal. Und ich finde, diese Perspektive, die du da immer wieder dann in deine Sendung auch einbringst, die ist auch ein ganz elementarer Bestandteil von Hello Africa. Also es geht nicht nur um Kulturen und es geht nicht nur um sozusagen den Reichtum, den musikalischen Reichtum, sondern du sozusagen bist auch in der Lage, den Hörerinnen und Hörern komplexe politische Zusammenhänge zu vermitteln.
Yeah, of course. You have to be, yeah, that is the opportunity one has when you go to a higher institution, you know, because your worldview, your horizon is opened, you know. And being that I studied political science, I mean, it's something that is very large, actually. It opened my mind and it gave me the opportunity to understand politics from my point of view, from the African perspective and as well as international, you know. And so I have a lot of a critical mind, you know, when I see most of things that do happen in our world of today. But all the same, yeah, that's what it is. It is what it is, you know.
Ja, das macht's spannend. Und um nur mal auf die Musik vielleicht zurückzukommen, jetzt haben wir zuerst gerade gehört die African Horns mit Huge Masekela aus Südafrika. Und du hast da auch mit eine Box mit 27 CDs von Fela Kuti,
ja,
der ja Nigerianer war, aber der gleichzeitig ein Pan-African Artist war und ja, sozusagen überall in Afrika auch bekannt ist bis zum heutigen Tag. Vielleicht können wir ein bisschen nur über Fela Kuti sprechen, der ja schon sehr prägend war für dich als Nigerianer, wie für alle anderen auch, aber der auch in deiner Sendung immer wieder vorkommt.
Yeah, I think Fela Kuti, when we were growing up, we as people growing up in Nigeria, most of us never understood what Fela was. All we knew was he smokes, you know. He smokes, and so many people said Fela was crazy. But when I grew up and when I began to listen to his music, you know, I came to understand that Fela for me was a prophet, just like Bob Marley was a prophet. When I say prophet, prophecy is somebody telling you something for 40 years ago. Somebody said something 40 years ago. But today, in 2024, all the things he said were still happening. You see those things happening, you know, that's prophecy. And Fela was a prophet, you know. He saw the sufferings of the African people, starting from the colonial governments. Then when the colonial governments left and gave power to the Africans, those power was not actually given. It was just in quote that these African governments are independent. But at the end of the day, money, economy, he who plays the piper dictates the tune, you know. So if you look at a country like Congo had the best world resources, natural resources, the best. But up to today, they are still fighting in Congo, you know. So Fela saw all this, and he was totally disturbed. This is somebody, his father was, he came from a very well-to-do family, you know. He was sent to England to study at those days, you know, his father wanted him to become a priest. But he went there and started music. And eventually, when he finished, he came back to Nigeria. And his music, the Afrobeat, was centered on the injustices that were meted to the people, either by the colonial governments or our own governments. So he was, you know, through his music, trying to tell the people, to educate the people, and it gets him always into trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
He was arrested more than 500 times.
And beaten,
put in prison,
and
beaten
sent to
by
prison,
the military government, you know. Nigeria had series of military regimes. And he was always constantly, you know, bombarding and constantly telling the military, this is not what you need to do, you know. But still, this always gets him into trouble, beaten, thrown in jail. Even it was the military that killed his mother. They went to second floor and threw his mother from second floor down. You can imagine that what this means, you know. So, I mean, this is exactly what it is. And that is the motivation. When you study political science and see things that are happening, you'll be forced to, you know, have an opinion about issues, you know. And that's what it is. So Mario, I mean, I am very, very happy to have you today for us to talk a little bit about this radio, because it reminds me when we met first time, you know, when we talked about this and we came here, and today we are here over 20 years now.
Yeah, and we share a lot of memories together.
Yeah, it was a really good time for me. So thank you, Mario, for all your efforts. And all the new team, you know, those who are now managing the radio, they are also doing their best, you know. And we hope to have another 25 years coming, which will be 50, you know. And maybe we'll have that opportunity to meet again and also talk more about this, okay?
Yeah, thank you. And it's up to me now to thank you, because you are doing it for 20 years, and it was a time full of nice and great moments. Especially music moments, but also interesting stories. And thanks a lot, Donald.
Yeah, Mario.
That you shared so many views with us.
So
now we are handing over the studio to Valerie, huh?